All right. Thank you so much, Terry. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, how are you doing? My name is Chris. I'm one of the pricing directors in the area. Happy Friday.
Oh, it's Friday. It is Friday. Okay.
Yes. And it's actually the 9th, so we're almost mid-month of the year. So time is flying, right? It's crazy. I know.
Yeah.
I know. I hear you. I feel like New Year's was a couple days ago. So I know you're speaking to Tara. She did put a couple notes here. So one of the things that I want to kind of let you know before we begin is that we're a Google partner, and it's our job as Google partners to help small to medium-sized businesses not only get their Google business profile up and running, but get it optimized so that way you're coming up as a top recommended option. So Google will contact the big corporations like Nike, Adidas, right? Apple, Samsung, they'll have our companies like us, a Google partner, to help the small to medium-sized businesses get them on Google, right? And we have all their products. I know that, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think you've ran Google Ads before. Is that correct?
Unsuccessfully, yes.
Okay, got it. I hear you with that. And I think you guys are having trouble with your Google business profile, correct? Like to get it verified and...
Yeah, they won't verify us because of the addresses.
Gotcha, yeah. Yep, no worries. And that's something that we can 100% help you with. We have access to their back office, so we do have trained technicians that will go in there and make sure that gets verified. Sometimes what they'll do is, if it's suspended or unsuspended, it doesn't matter. We'll create a new one, get it verified. We're not going to showcase your address because we don't want nobody going to your house, right?
Yes.
But
they can't access us. We live beyond a gate.
Okay, gotcha.
That's kind of was our problem. So
okay.
We were told when we first started up is we needed a registered agent because if we get sued or something like that, the state has to access us. So we pay for a registered agent. And then we were told we had to use that address for everything. That was incorrect. We learned the hard way.
I have changed our address.
Yeah. Well, I have changed our addresses way more than I care to admit. And then we were told we had to use our home address, which we can't do. And then we went ahead and got a suite or a P.O. box that's in the adjacent town that we live in. It's a suite. This is hard to explain. Or it's kind of funny to explain. We live in a town that literally has less than 70 people in it.
Gotcha.
We don't even have, a blinking yellow light in our town. So we had to go and get a P.O. box. It's like a post net.
Uh-huh.
And so we have our actual business address.
Okay.
That's where we get our mail. That's where we get our T-Mobile bill sent to, and any parts and stuff like that. Or our parts get sent to our home because luckily UPS.
Right.
Our postmaster, our mail carrier USPS can't actually access us either. Like our personal address is a P.O. box. For mailing. We've been transitioning all to the Michelle address, the Eatonville address. But yeah, and that's kind of what we've been struggling with is that it's some parts of our business, when you go to do business loans and stuff like that, they require you to put a physical, and that's what Google's been tripping up on.
Because
it's mandatory through certain businesses. We need to physically know where this vehicle is going to be residing.
Uh-huh.
And that's our home address.
The 127,
so,
right?
The 127 is our business address. I've already talked to our account manager, who we bank through, and so he's been able to go ahead and get that remedied. So I've been working on it for the last 2 months.
No worries. So no worries. So, as far as the address, once again, all Google wants to know is that you're a business. And we're going to be able to hide the address because we don't want nobody to go to your house. It's a liability. So even if you get a disgruntled client, you don't want people coming knocking on your door. You're basically a home service, meaning that you're going out to the client. You're not a brick and mortar, right? So we'll make sure that gets taken care of first and foremost, right? But here's the thing. The most important thing besides having a Google listing is for people to actually find you. I see that you guys have a website already, which is good. I think, Tara put that you guys were doing some photos for the website, updating it a little bit. You guys have other lead services. But here's the reality, right? When people are looking for appliance repair, and I just had to repair my washer not too long ago, the first thing that I do as a consumer is I go online and I look for these services, right? So if your Google Business profile is not up and running and just you're not to be found, right, it's kind of hard to get those new clients that are looking for your services in the surrounding areas. And I'm assuming you guys are not only just sticking to Eatonville, you're traveling, right, for new clients a little bit more?
Yeah, so we service Thurston, Lewis, and Pierce County.
Okay, gotcha, okay. Got it. I'm just putting notes here. Lewis and you said Pierce, right? Pierce County.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. So that's the main objective here is getting you really found where people are actually looking for your services. And you know, for example, if I were to just do a you know kind of like a search for appliance repair, you got companies like Mr. Appliance of Olympia. You got RPS Appliance Repair. Just Appliances LLC. I don't know if you know any of these companies in the area. You got Emerald Appliance, Fix Pro.
There's a virtual one too. That's garbage, mm-hmm. but yeah.
Okay. So yeah, I mean that's what it is, and it looks like you guys have put a lot of effort into the business, which is great. And I can definitely do a couple discounts for you. The whole point here is to make this as cost effective as possible. You know, you don't want to spend an arm and a leg, especially starting off the new year, to get your company new business coming in. So this is a completely different ballgame and program than what Home Advisor does or Angie's. Because at the end of the day, you know, we're talking about Google. So us being Google partners, we have to keep you at a flat rate, and our goal is to keep you that consistent business coming up by keeping you on that first page, right? That's what we're going to do for you. So those are the companies that are coming up as a top recommended option, and that's exactly where we're going to program your company in. So with you guys having your vehicles and with having your website and having all this online credibility, that's really good. The only issue is getting your Google Business profile up and running and then make sure it gets optimized. Now, Kate,
yes.
Do you have anything else besides that online? Do you have any, like, social media or anything like that I'm missing?
No, we can't do the social media until we get our Google profile.
Got it. Okay.
Set up.
Well, that's very smart. Here's why. Because what we are is we're not just only Google partners, we're Meta partners. So one of the things that we also do with our programming, once we get your Google Business profile running, we run what's called Facebook retargeting ads. So I don't know if you've ever done a search on Google or Amazon, and then all of a sudden whatever is there populates on your Facebook feed. Has that happened to you?
No, mainly because I'm mostly in incognito mode, but no, I understand what it is.
Okay, gotcha. That's very smart. There you go. So, yeah, so if you're not in incognito mode and you're looking for, like, shoes and all of a sudden those shoes populate on your Facebook, those are retargeting ads, right? And it's beautiful how that works. So that's something that we also do. And then we put you on other platforms like Yelp because people use Yelp. And then that's tied in with Apple Maps, so we put you on Apple Maps as well. We get you on Bing, which is another search engine, and then we cover the voice-activated searches like Amazon Alexa and Google Home, right? So what you're doing here essentially is really promoting your company as a sole entity online, right? That's what we're
mm-hmm.
really doing for you. And one of the things I wanted to mention is the website that you have, really good website. You know, but at the end of the day, sometimes if people are not able to see your website or the services you offer, it's kind of like a billboard in the middle of the desert. You see, because there's no traction that you're driving to it. So
right.
It's best to have your website listed in all different platforms. I see you have your website on your goodness gracious, the Home Advisor or Angie's, right? I think it's the same company.
Yeah, Angie's.
So I see that attached. So that's how it would look. But once again, it would be under your own Google Business profile, which is the main goal here, okay? Now, as far as pricing, you know, everything that we do here is month to month. There's no contracts. But let me ask you two questions. Is a business licensed and insured?
Yes.
Gotcha, okay.
We are bonded, licensed, and insured.
Perfect, beautiful. And then, Kay, let me ask you this. I mean, are you guys looking more for, you know, leads, online exposure? What is something you really want to focus on this new year? obviously getting your Google business profile up and running, but, right.
It's literally just a Google profile. We live in a desert, essentially, as far as wants and needs, especially within our territory that we do cover. Our only real competition is Mr. Appliance, which is my husband's previous employment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
nice.
We're not
worried
about them.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we're not worried about them. When we first moved up here, that was always something we were wanting to do. Unfortunately, the company, he started with the company when it was truly local, and they hired local people. They had an office in Eatonville. Like, everything was good, and then they took their call center to the Philippines, and then they used AI, and they wanted to put cameras on the techs. And I don't know if you've ever met a technician. They are not salesmen. My husband happens to be. He sells his jobs because he's honest about it.
That's what a lot of companies are missing.
Yeah, and that was kind of the big frustration. And so we just kind of took a leap of faith. We're like, nope, this is just.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lot of the customers we get is because Mr. Appliance, like the minute up here, I mean, these are mountain folk up here. We are humble people, but if we call a local company claiming to be like local and then you get someone from the Philippines answering the phone, they have a big problem and 90% of them actually just hang up. So.
Yeah. No, I hear you.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
okay.
Literally,
well, that's
just getting verified. I'm comfortable with just getting verified right now.
Okay.
We've already put the word out. We already have pretty. We're probably 3 months out from actually starting to hire employees.
Wow! But you guys are.
And
yeah.
So
okay.
We're getting busy, but we do once we get verified through Google.
Yeah.
And even for the first, like, 6 months, it would be nice to be on the front page for the search engine. That would be great.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, I agree. I feel like that'll be a game changer for you. And it sounds like your business is definitely really customer-focused-based because, you know, that's true. A lot of businesses are using the AI and outsourcing different call centers and everything. So I get that, but you know, you guys have the human touch to it, which is, you know, someone that, you know, can understand, be honest, and be American, right? So I like that. That's really
good. Yeah,
that's
just something that we kind of strive to do. And we're also the big thing, too, one of the things that our customers really value about us is my husband's not scared to say this, you need to get a new one. Like,
right.
I'm not gonna sit there
and
it's gonna cost you $500 on a $600 stove. I'm not gonna do it. But he'll go and he'll show them, like, these are the three places you should probably get an appliance from, or these places will actually deliver an install for you, and this is probably the most comparable stove. Like, he'll sell them a stove to someone he gets no profit for, just so that way he doesn't have to fix something and waste customers money.
Yeah.
It's an ethics thing, so.
That is amazing. So I've been here for 7 years, Kay, right? And I deal with so many different clients. We work all over the U.S. And, you know, it's just, I feel like a lot of the clients lost that honesty, that kind of ethical way of doing business. And it's really good to hear that because that's what people value nowadays is people being honest, trustworthy, and that goes a long way. That also builds up a lot of clientele because once you guys get yourself on Google, your reviews will skyrocket. You see what I mean? I believe in good karma. So that's a really good thing about your business. So I want to do a couple things for you guys, okay? So our job, once we work with someone on the first page of Google, it's all about programming. So with getting your Google business profile active and live, that's not an issue whatsoever. We can 100% do that for you, okay? The problem here is having the availability on Google with ranking. So what we would do is we would outrank a lot of the competitors that are listed on that first page just by a lot of the things that you have going on, which is a website. We'll do the keyword. We do positive keywords, negative keywords. Keywords are pretty much the services you offer. So you being on that first page, that'll give you a better, foot to stand on to get more clients coming in to call your business, right? So
SEO and all of that.
Exactly, right? That's what it is. Because having a Google listing is great, but here's the thing: if people are, when they're looking for your services in the surrounding areas, in the different counties you want to be listed for, and they can't find you, the problem is that you're losing those opportunities, right? And then they might be losing on a trusted company like yours versus going with someone that's working off of an Indian call center, right? You see what I mean? So these are clients that you guys can capitalize on. So I think this is the perfect timing. So as far as pricing, I will completely 100% waive your setup fee. We usually have a setup fee to get the programming done. In your case, you know, you have your website, you tried your Google Business Profile, but you just haven't been approved. So I'll waive that completely. And our service is month to month, and there's no long-term contracts. So all we want you to see is the results for you to stick around. We don't want you to pay for something that's not going to work for you. And also, I'll make this as affordable as possible. So I'll give you a 50% off reduction of what our current package is, just because I feel like you're a really good business to work with. And then, once again, we'll include everything that we mentioned. So we'll include the Facebook retargeting ads. We'll create a business Facebook page. We'll do all this for you. We'll get your Google Business Profile up and running. We'll get you ranking on that first page with our SEO. We'll get you on Yelp, program you on Apple Maps, get you on the voice-activated searches, and Bing, which is another search engine. We don't do any of the Instagram or TikToks, okay, because I don't think no one's looking for an appliance repair person there, right?
I am not. No, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good.
Okay.
I do like Facebook because is that way they can still message us, but no one's looking on anyone for Instagram. And if they are, they probably
don't
still
even
live
have
in their
a home. Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
They're probably
100%.
Renters, so
yep.
I'm not worried about that.
Good, good. I'm glad you understand that, because Facebook marketing, it's more of an older crowd that actually own homes. You know, like I'm in my early 40s, right? So I don't have any of the TikTok, Instagram stuff. I just have my Facebook because I've had it for a long time. That was like the next thing after MySpace, right? So,
right.
But people use
that. I'm 42.
There you go. Yeah, so you know where I'm coming from. So as far as something like this, you're looking at $299. Usually it's $599 with the setup fee. So I'm waiving your setup fee and just leaving you at $299, and that's a month-to-month program. So that you're talking about $10 a day to get your Google Business Profile, get your company listed in all different platforms, and really getting those clients for this new year, right? So as far as that price point, it would always stay the same. We're not going to charge you per lead, per call, any of that. There is another package that's called Google Guaranteed. It's a little bit more expensive, but that's a pay-per-lead service. Since you're licensed and insured, you definitely can qualify for that. And they do a background check to make sure there's no crazy stuff like arson, armed robbery, murder. That package is a little bit more expensive, but the leads, it's crazy to see how much a lead is in your area. So I just checked up your zip code, right? And then for appliance repair, because that's one of the verticals, it's $20 for an appliance repair lead. So that is not bad at all. So that's something that you can always upgrade in the near future. That package is $549 to start. There's a $250 application fee, so it's the $299 plus $250 for an application for the background check through Google. They do, once again, verify your license and insurance. Once you get approved, then they will start charging you per lead. So it's a much better program than Angie, Home Advisor, House, Thumbtack, all these other pay-per-lead, because it's going directly through Google. So it's an amazing program, and the other company that's using it is that company that's is your husband's previous employer, which is the Just Appliances. But, I mean, that's something that, once again, you guys can do that in the near future. If you want to be, kind of focused on getting your Google Business Profile up and running and getting your SEO, then when you see traction with that, you can always upgrade to that other package at any time because you already would have your Google Business Profile. So at $299, once again, to start off the year, getting those clients calling you guys and getting your company on that first page, I mean, is that something you want to move forward with to get this going for your business?
Yeah, I'm definitely interested. Obviously, I have to talk to the big man. How long, and it would be instantaneous, right?
Yeah, so here's what we would do, okay? Let me just explain the steps. So what I would do is I would take basic information for the business because, once again, the first thing we have to do is make sure that we get your Google Business Profile unsuspended. So we're going to enter the address, all that good stuff. Once again, we're not going to showcase your address. Google just wants to verify it. And it cannot be a P.O. box, so it has to be either the 127 or the other address that you had mentioned, either or. It doesn't matter. As long as it's an actual address, okay? Now, we're going to hide the address, and then we're going to get you what's called an onboarding call. That's when our technician is going to get on the phone with you and go over the whole process. They might schedule a call right then and there to go with talk to Google, right? Because we have access to their back office, and then get your profile activated. So that might take a little while to get that up and running. But, you know, the process is fairly quickly, right? And then from there, I would enter information to the system about your keywords, like what do you guys want to get found for? I see, you know, I take a lot of this information as far as the services you offer from your website. I mean, you guys have a lot of that here for the most part. So you guys are doing washers, refrigerators, freezers, ice makers, wine coolers, rain hoods, right? So these are just kind of like different keywords. But we're not going to guess what people are typing in the area, okay? We're going to know. So we want to make sure you're coming up for how people are typing it in. So that's another benefit. We're not going to guess, and we're actually going to get your business found in the areas that you want to be found for as well. So that's another good thing. So that way you're just not, like you said, there's not a stop sign right there in your own backyard or your own little town, right?
Right.
You know, so, or you like said
our
a stop line.
Our backyard has acreage, so we live on a farm.
Oh, how many acres do you guys have?
I think combined we have 4, so we have.
No way.
But we utilize 8, if it makes sense. So we,
awesome.
It used to be an 8. Park, yeah, and then my parents, the reason why we moved up here to take care of them, that's another 40.
What? You said 40 or 4 acres? You guys.
40,
Both have 40?
So, yeah, we have 2 acres. Our brother-in-law lives behind us, and he moved up here because we're pretty family-oriented.
Oh,
and
that's
awesome. He's like, he's like, I'll have anything better to do. So I was like, all right, cool, bet. So I got him a good deal on the acreage behind us. So he lives there. And then we live at the beginning of Pleasant Valley in Mineral, and my parents live at the end. So we're about 8 minutes away. They're getting older. So,
yeah, I hear you.
And then they have 40 acres.
Wow. Where did you guys live before there? What state?
They lived in my husband lived in Lacey. I lived in Lacey for quite
got
a
it.
Bit. I'm from Tacoma though.
Okay.
So
it's
kind of, you know, one of those things. That's why it's like we're getting a lot of I would say about 50% of our leads that we get is just through word of mouth, which is obviously the cheapest and best way to go. But that's just because we do live in a small town and people don't come up here and to fix anything. And even though just across the river from us, I mean, because at some point you have to stop your territory, right? Regardless of how close someone may call and they're like, I'm only 5 minutes away from the end of your territory. I'm like, I know, but that happens a lot with us. Like we live a half hour from the base camp of Mount Rainier. Like,
gotcha.
My husband has fixed appliances that doesn't have an address, literally has
no
coordinates, and you need to be, he has to take his tools on, like, a snowmobile.
No way, okay, wow.
Yeah, like, the lookout cabins and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, the lookout cabins, so they're, like, smoke watchers.
Right.
There's cabins, and they have appliances, and no one will fix them. We do.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, I have 1 acre and I thought that was a lot of land. But yeah, 40 acres, that's pretty wild. That's awesome though. You know, especially being close to family and everything. I think that was a good idea there.
I could set a whole lot of goats in 40 acres, I will tell you that.
Oh yeah.
But we'll stick with our 2 acres for now. We raise ducks and we have ducks and goats. And then we have turkeys and chickens seasonally.
There you go.
We eat them. So we go.
Yeah, yeah. All organic. I mean, the best of the best, like, you know?
The yeah. It's just always funny. They're like, what do you mean seasonally? I was like, then they go to freezer camp. I don't know what to tell you.
You call it freezer camp. That's funny. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, something like this. So, yeah. So what I can do, right, is I can put this position on a soft hold. I know you got to discuss it with your husband. That's something that I definitely respect. You got to really, you know, get counsel and just really, you know, see if you guys can move forward with it. So, yeah, you can let him know the prices month to month. Better yet, I'm going to send you a complete breakdown of everything that we just talked about right now.
Perfect. Yeah.
Through your email, so that way you see everything. And then, when's a good time to follow up? I can just keep this position open for you guys for a little while. So, I mean, is this something you feel would be
better? Probably actually later on this afternoon.
Okay, what time would work? Okay, around what time? So, wait.
I was calling. I'm sorry. Maybe about 2?
Maybe around 2. Give me 1 second. Let me look at the calendar real quick. All right, let's see. Okay, yeah, I could definitely do 2. I do see, as far as your contact, I got service at RainierApplianceRepair.com. Is that correct?
Go ahead and just instead of service, just put KC. It's the letters, KC.Taylor at
okay.
Rainier.
Okay, so the beginning is still... Just so I'm correct. So service, right, Bill? So service?
No, go ahead and take that service. No service.
Okay.
It's just KC Taylor. So it's KC.Taylor at Rainier.
Taylor, appliances. Okay. Gotcha. At Rainier. Okay, appliances repair. Okay, appliance.
That's my direct email.
Okay, yep, I got it here. It's showing up good. Okay, cool. So hey, this is what I'll do, right? I'll send you a complete breakdown of everything we talked about. I can put this on a soft hold so nobody else calls in the area for that. In the email, you'll have everything you need to know as far as pricing, the breakdown, everything that's included, and then you'll have our credentials as Google partners. That's the most important thing here, Kay, is to make sure that you're doing business with a Google partner, because we actually have to do what we say we're going to do, and that's something that we always take pride in, just like you guys take pride in giving you customer service and, you know, really being honest, and that's what I love about that. So I was able to waive your setup fee. You know, we can have it or not. In your case, I don't want to charge you for something, you know, that you already try to do yourself. So I respect that. I'll call you at 2 p.m. All I need is a yes or no when I call back. Okay? I don't, you know what I mean? Like, if this is something you feel would be good, great. If it's not, I can move on to the next company. But I know for a fact that this would be something that would, you know, benefit your business, right? That's the bottom line
right
here. So for some reason,
sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no worries. So I'm, oh, I see what it is. Okay, I was missing an I on the email. That's why it's not taking it. Okay, cool. Now I got it. Appliances. Okay. Yeah, so I'll send this to you here in the next minute or so, and then at 2 p.m., call you back, correct?
Yes. That's right. At the 360-556-0543. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Okay, sounds good. All right, any other questions or concerns you have, Kay, before I send this out and
nope.
Call you back at 2? Okay, awesome. So, yeah, I'll call you back at 2, and then we'll go from there, okay?
All right, perfect. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You as well. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Right. All right, bye.